Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Midos is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Meseches Midos, Daf Lamed Vav. The Mishnah tells us in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis that in the Keren Marovis Droimis, which is the southwest corner of the Esoy, the foundation of the Mizbeach, Hayu Shnei Nekovim, there were these two holes, Kimin Shnei Chotomim Dakim, like two small nostrils, Sha'adom Hanitona Al Yisoy Marovi, Val Yisoy Droimi, Yoridu Behem Vesardom Ba'avos, so there was different Shvichat Shirayim, there was the dam that was supposed to be poured, the Shirayim, the remainder of the dam was supposed to be poured on the Yisoy Marovi, by certain Kobonis, by some Kobonis, the Shvichat Shirayim, the remainder of the dam was poured on the Yisoy Droimi, and you had these two holes there, and they were Yoridu Behem, the dam went into these holes, Mis'arvim Ba'avos, the dam would then drain out into the Amor, the channel that ran through the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Azor rather, and the Yoritzim Lanachal Kidron, so there would go out into the Kidron Valley. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, speaks that right there on the floor, right near that corner of the Mizbeach, the southwest corner, the Mata V'Ritva Boy, Seken, there was a Mokoim Shom Amma Al Amma, there was one Amma Bayan Amma area there, the Tavlo Shal Shayish, that there was a, so to speak, a marble cover over that area, Vetabas Hoya Kavua Bo, there was a ring that was set into it, and they would sometimes lift this lid off with the ring. Shabo Yerdin Lashis Umanakan Oisoy, and this is the Yayin from the Nesochim that would gather over there and would coagulate and would harden, and as they would go from time to time, and they would go and clean out the Yayin from that area. So the Mavur in these Mishnayos over here, that there's these two different functions that we have at that corner of the Mizbeach. There's the Shvich HaShirayim, the pouring out of the dam. We also have the pouring out of the Yayin of the Nesochim in that area, and they went into two different places, because the Yayin would go into these holes, the Chaton and Dakim, in the base of the Mizbeach. They would go into the Amma, the channel, and they would channel it to Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley. Whereas the wine, the Yayin of the Nesachim, would go into a whole different place, it would coagulate and would go into the area right by this corner of the Mizbeach, and there was a Tavlos HaShayas, which they would occasionally clean out the wine. The Rambam in the Yad HaZoka says something which appears to conflict with all this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Kerem Marov is Droimus, the Rambam speaks of it there, about the base, about the Asoid of the Mizbeach, and he says that in the Meir of Doroim, corner of the Mizbeach, you had these Shnei Nekovim Kemin Chotonim Dakim, I'm just a paraphrase of our Mishnah, that you had these two holes, which were like these small Chotonim, small nostrils, Vehein HaNekruen Shisim. So Rambam is Mavur over there, that these holes, these are called the Shisim. Now, if these are the Shisim, then these, the Gemara tells us in the Sechta Sukkah, in the Sugya of Nisach Hayayin and Nisach Hamayim, that the Shisim is where the Nisach Hayayin, the wine was libated into the holes. Pashtus, the Gemara's Mavur, that it was, and that's how the Rishonim learn, number of Rishonim learn, that these holes were on the Kronos, on the Keren, at the very top of the southwest area, on the top of the Mizbeach, there was these Shisim, these holes, and there in the Nisach Hayayin and Nisach Hamayim would be poured into these holes at the top of the Kronos. But the Rambam is Mavur, he's speaking about the these holes that are located in the Yesoid. He paraphrases our mission at the Kemen Shnei Chotomim Dakim, and the Rambam says that these are called the Shisim, which apparently is the location into the which the Nisach Hayayin is poured. And in fact, we're going to see, as we'll discuss, that the Rambam does have this Shita, a controversial and rather difficult opinion, and the Rambam holds that the wine, the Nisach Hayayin, was poured into the base of the Mizbeach, and not like other Rishonim who learned it was poured into holes drilled into the Kronos at the top. That the Yayavits in the Rabbian Gevendin's Horus and Hagoyas and the Rambam there, the Yavid says, he says, what's the Rambam saying? He's paraphrasing our Mishnah. He seems to be speaking about the same Nekovim that are in our Mishnah, in the base of the Mizbeach, and these are described in our Mishnah as the holes in which they would pour the Shvich HaShirayim or the remainder of the dam of the Kobonis. Whereas the Rambam is speaking of them as the Mekoimis in which they pour the wine. He says it's going to be Mochach, apparently, for the Rambam, that the wine and the dam would be Mis'arev, would mix together in these holes, and both go into the same location, because the same holes in the base of the Mizbeach, according to the Rambam. But how could that be when it's before clearly in the Mishnah that the dam would go out into the Nachal Kidron, like we said, it goes into the Amman, into the Kidron Valley, whereas the Yayim for the Shisim did not at all do that. And we have in the next Mishnah, it describes how the Yayim would coagulate at the base of the Mizbeach, and they would have that special, the Tavlos Shoshayish, which they would lift up from time to time and clean it out, so it didn't go into the same. So how could it be, Frek the Yayivitz, that according to Rambam, these are two of the same holes? The Yayivitz learns, and he says, you have to say in the Dasa Rambam that the Shnei Nikovim, that actually one of them was for the Dam and one of them was for Yai. And it's a very big chiddush, but he says this much is clear, that it was not the same exact hole. And clearly it went into two different locations. The Rambam will learn that the holes are one for the Dam, one for the Yayin, and the one for the Dam, of course, as we said, let out the Azor into the Nachal Kidron, and one for the Yayin for the purpose on the Sochem, which is not called the Nachal Kidron, but rather would collect, as we said. Now, the answer to Shitas HaRambam is really very difficult. The Rambam is mavur in a couple of places that he understood that the Yayin from the Nesochem would not go into the holes at the top of the Kronos, which is the Pashtas of the Sugya and Sukkah, and the way that the Rishonim learn, but rather the Rambam learns that the Yayin was put into the Yesoid. The Rambam speaks this out in Hilchos Ma'is HaKavonos, and the Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'is HaKavonos that the Koyahein who was Menasech the Yayin, pouring the wine libations, was Magbiya Yoda lifted up his hand. We'll talk more about this Loshen, by the way. Magbiya Yoda, he lifted his hand. It says, V'yoytzek al Yesoid, he poured it onto the Yesoid, under the iron onto the foundation of the Bech. V'hu Yoyer the Shinsim, says the Rambam, the iron would go into the Shinsim. And the Ravid right away is Masik on this. The Amar Avron, the Ravid says, Shibush, this is a mistake. It's not correct. The Nisachan iron was not put into the Shinsim at the base, at the Yesoid, under the Bech. Ran the Loyal Yoytzek al Yesoid, it did not go into the Yesoid, El Abaseif, El Shayayin, so you have a Karen Marovis Joimis with the Sefer Shalmayim. In other words, this is from the Karen on the top of the Kronis at the top of the Berg at the Meir of Dora in the southwest Karen. That's where the holes were for the purpose of Nisach Yayin and for the purpose of Nisach Mayim likewise. So how could the Rambam possibly say that the Yayin was poured into the holes at the base? This is a very, very big Shverkeit, the big Eon of the Shitas HaRambam, because the Mishnah over there learns, he says, he's Mechadesh Al Pidarkoi, that you have to say that the Rambam understood that there was two separate Mekoymois for the Nisach HaYayin. So there, and he says that only on Sukkos, Dafka on Sukkos, when the Nisach HaYayin and the Nisach HaMayim were performed together, that's the one time of the year, Zokter, when the Nisach HaYayin was poured at the very top of the Nebeach, into the Kro, the hole in the Kronos, the Karen at the very top. Masha'enkin, the whole rest of the year, the Nisach HaYayin, Zokter, on a regular daily basis, that was performed down below, according to the Shita Rambam at the Yesoid. So Rambam stims with the Sugyas, and we'll talk about it to see the Sugyas in Zvochim, that's Mavur, Lechoyer, apparently, that the Nisach HaYayin was at the top of the Nebeach. He stims because that's specifically Sukkos. The rest of the year, like the Rambam says over here in Ma'is HaKobonos, that the Nisach HaYayin was performed down below. This is the Shidduch of Mishnah. Fasteitzecha needs a beer. Why would such a thing be? Why are there two different Mekoyimois for the Nisach HaYayin? We'll discuss them with Hashem in a moment when they, what they say on this. However, we do find that there is a beer in the Das HaRambam, which is not like the Kesef Mishnah. And this, interestingly, that there were two forum that were Mechavim L'Dover Echad. There's the Emek Brocha from Rav Pamaranchik, says his Pshat in the Emek Brocha on Nisach HaMayim and Nisach Yayin, and the actually it's quoted from the Brisker Rav. There's a new shtickle that they printed more relatively recently from the Brisker Rav, in which you also have the Brisker Rav said exactly on his own this exact same shot that you find in his own that was said by actually his Talmud, the author of the Emek Brocha. Both of them learned that according to the Das HaRambam there was no havchona no chiluk between the pouring of the Yayin on Sukkos and the pouring of the Yayin the rest of the year. Rather, they learn up like this. The Emes HaRambam is mavur that they did pour the Yayin, and the Nisach HaYayin was poured into safolim. So you had these. Now, these safolim, these, so to speak, pails, these basins, pashtus, they were placed at the very top of the Karen of the Bech, and it was a way, so to speak, for the Yayin and the Mayim likewise to funnel in so that they would, that's what the safolim, the purpose were, like funnels, to funnel into the hole at the top of the Bech. According to the Das HaRambam, what would be the purpose of holding the safolim, what we'll see in the Das HaRambam apparently, and pouring the Yayin into it. So this is what it says in the Brisker Rav, and what it says also in the Emek Brocha. They said that according to the Das HaRambam, the Etzem Din Nisach HaMayim is to, Nisach HaYayin, likewise, is to pour it into the base of the Bech, to pour it into the Yesoid. Nor was then, even though the Etzem Din Mitzadim Ez Bech was that the Yayin has to go into the Yesoid, there was a special halacha to pour it in Mimochen Gavoya. You had to pour it, you couldn't, so to speak, crouch down and pour it right, lean over right by that hole and pour the wine in there. Rather, you had to pour it from a high up spot. Why is that? This is not entirely clear, the Brisker Rav is not Masberit. The Emek Brocha says it might be that the Etzem Loshon of Nisuch implies it, that it's a pouring, which is a chshivas of a pouring from a high spot. In any event, so what they say is that there was Tzvei Dinim in the Din of Nisach HaYayin. One is to pour it from a high spot, and the second is that we go into in the Bech, we have to go into the hole in the bottom of the Bech. The din that you have to pour from a high spot is Betzem really Mavur, and Zvochon Daf Daf Mem Gimel, it speaks about the Kere in the southwest corner of the Beach. It says, Shloi Shadvorim Hoyis the Kere Meshameshes Mumata, Veshloi Shamamailo. So the southwest corner of the Beach had three functions down below and three functions up above. And among the functions, Mumailo, and the functions up above, it said, Beferish was Nesach HaMayim, and it says in the Sachim, performed up above by the tap, so to speak, of this, the tap part of the Kere Merovitz Remis. How did the Rambam stem with that altogether? Rambam says that Nesach HaYayim and Nesach HaMayim, apparently, according to this chat, was performed into the base of the Beach. So on this they say that this is the underedin, that's the other halacha, that the Maisa Nisuch has to be done from on high. It's not entirely clear what the mocker is, either from the Lashon of Nisuch in the Krah, or from some other mocker the Chazal had, Zok the Emet Bracha, but whatever it is, it was a din to make the Maisa Nisuch. This is why the Lashon of Rambam, as we said, in Hilchos Maisa Gabonis says, that when you do the Nisuch HaYayin, Magbiya Yodoy, you lift up your hand, the Yoytzeik Al Yisoy, and then you pour into the hole in the base. Why is the Rambam medactic bolshoinoi? Why does he say this lashon of magbia yoda that you lift up your hand? The answer is that that's the other din. That's the under din. And the maisa yitzika, the pouring of the wine, it was a din to lift up your hand high. Now, how are you going to do that? Zokt the Beimek Brocha and Dr. Biskerov. I mean, for that, he has to be precisely dexterous and have an exact aim. So he lifts his hands up very high. And that's in the mefur that he has to stand to the soyvev of the mezbech. In other words, he's in the top half of the mezbech, like the Mishas Maduk over there in the Mesech Tzvachim. This is the top half. So he's standing on top of the soyvev, very high up, several amas high up into the air, and he has to what? He's supposed to aim into this hole in the bottom of the Yosoid, by the Yosoid. How are you going to do this? So that was the purpose of the fall of according to the Dasa Rambam, which the Biskerov says that the Rambam understood, and he brings the Yukon that others clear to say this as well, that the Safolim, according to the Dasa Rambam, these, so to speak, these funnels or these basins, were not fixed into the Karen of the Beach. They weren't mechubar l'mezbeach, like you have other Rishonim say, but rather the Dasa Rambam was that these were actually portable funnels that you would hold, and the purpose was to make your aim precise, because you're pouring it from very high up into the air, so they would be precisely mechaven against that funnel, so it should be exactly above the hole in the Yosoid, and then you would pour from standing from on high, standing on the Soiviv, you pour the wine into the Seifa, which you're holding in your hand, and it aims it directly down into the basin of the Beach. And those are the Tzvei Dinim, they say. One is the to pour mimokon gavoya, magbia yodoy, where you're standing on the soyvev, on the top half of the bech, to pour it from on high. And the second, that the mokon of the bech that it went into was a mokon down below in the yosoid. The Baruch Grov says that this idea, that according to the Ram, the Safolim were at least funnels, so to speak, were really not a din. There was no etzem din to utilize them. And they weren't the chelik of the bech at all. But rather, they were just a hechatimtza ba'alma, a vehicle by means by which the kohen assured that the wine would be funneled and aimed precisely. Precisely, this is actually Meduyak in the Loshon of Rambam Alein. Why is Zok there? Because the Rambam brings down the din of Nisach HaYayin, Nisach HaMayim, Hilchos Maisa, Kabonos, where the Rambam gives the whole Seder Avoid of all the Kabonos, and he leaves it entirely that they had these Safolim at all. The Rambam only mentions these Safolim, these cups, these funnels, the basins, they were only mentioned in Hilchos Tamid HaMusafim when he goes through, so to speak, the play-by-play of exactly how it was done. So that's Meduyak, because the Maisa, Kabonos, those are the dinim details that are brought down. Hilchos Maisa, Kabonos, those are protim in the Avoido, they're part of the mitzvah of how to perform the korban. Masha'enkin, Tamidim Musafim, the Rambam is entitled to bring down the Hechatimtza, the day by day, the play by play, so to speak, of how it was done. That's why there's a Safolim, which are just a vehicle, Ba'alma, and not a Etzem Din, are not mentioned in Hilchos Maisa Kabonis, but rather they're only mentioned in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. So they're pointed that's Haravid, that the Haravid held that these Safolim were fixed into the Karen at the very top of the Mizbeach, and they had a Din to be Mechubar and one with the Mizbeach, they're like a Chelik of the Mizbeach, and you pour the Yayin into these Safolim, into the holes drilled into the Kronos, the Keren at the very top of the Beach. So according to the Ravid, it's an Etzem Din, Dafke, to pour the Yayin into the Seifel, and if you do it without the Seifel, you wouldn't even be properly Yoytzer the Din of Nisach HaYayin. So according to the Ravid, it ought to be mentioned of Maisa Kobonos, and the Ravid Taka mentions the Safolim when he's massing on the Rambam, in Hilchos Maisa Kabonis, and as we said, the Ravid Tainus know that not like the Rambam, we don't say that the Yayin was poured down below, it was poured up above into the Keren, Zeshibush, and it was not on the Yosoid Elobis, Seifel Shel Yayin Shoyev Akeren Merovitz Joimis. The Ravid doesn't just go out of his way to argue on the Rambam and say that the Nisach Yayin was into a hole drilled from the Keren to the top. He said it was poured into the Seifel that was in the top, the basin, the funnel that was in the top, because according to the Ravid, that was the Etzem Mitzvah to do a Dafka like that, and that Seifel was fixed into the Keren of the Beach, and it was the Etzem Chaylak of the Beach, and a part of the mitzvah of the Nisuch. Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotskin in the Rinas Yitzchak offers a hesber in the other derech here, and that of the Kesef Mishnah. As we said, the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Das HaRambam that on Sukkos, the Nesachayayim with the Nesachayayim was Mamayim was performed at the very top of the Zbeach into the Keren, into a different, the hole that was on top of the Keren. Whereas, according to the Kesef Mishnah in the Das HaRambam, the rest of the year, the Nesachayayim was poured into the Yisoid. What would be the hesber in such a halacha? Why would it be that the Nesachayayim on Sukkos is done in a Goran under the Oif in a different way than it was done on the rest of the year? So this the Rinas Yitzchak brings down that the Shinigun Betzes on the side of the page in Zvochem on the Tzadik Aleph, the Shinigun Betzes says like this. Says there was a din in the Nesachim. When you pour the Nesachim, you would do it in a oifin, like the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Ba'koidesh Haseich Nesach Sheichor Lashem. So the Gemara says that it's Nesach Sheichor Lashem, so Sheichor, the Gemara dashins from Shikrus, from a Lashon of being satiated with the wine. And so to speak, it's a Melitza we speak about Klapi the Mizbeach, that when they would pour the Nesach into the hold of the Mizbeach, it was done in an oifin of Sevi of a Shikrus, an oifin of being satiated. So the Gemara tells us that in Sukkah, when Sukkos, when they would pour the Nesach HaYayin, they would be poikikin as hanakovim. They would stuff up the holes so that the wine should be seen to be full, filling up, brimful, filling up the top of the holes. It was a derech of Sri of a Shikrus, and that is oifen of a special way by which they performed the Nesach HaYayin, Ba'koides HaSeich Nesach Sheichol Hashem. Now, the Shilukum Betzes in Zvachon Da Tzadik Aleph, and he brings this down, does not mention the Aloch of poikikin, which is how it's kind of mentioned, the context in which it's mentioned is how the Sukkah, they would stuff up the hole, that the wine would be brimful and would be visible, brimming over. But rather, the Shidduch Betzes says of it near, it says, HaKodesh HaSeich Nesach Sheichor, Loshen Svi of Shikrus, V'zehu Zokter, Kishenoisna L'Safolim, when you pour it into these special funnels, into these special pails, these basins, on the Mizbeach. Now what's the hesber in them, Dr. Rinas Yitzchak? Is it really the din of pouring into pails has to do with Derech Svi of Shikrus? What's enough gemin if it's put into the pails or not? Zokter, that this could be explained very well if we focus our attention to another aura that's found in the Ur Sameach in the Chassidim Musafim. The Ur Sameach in the Chassidim Musafim Shtelzach on the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam never mentions anywhere the din of Poikikin HaSashitim, that they, when they would pour the Nisach HaYayin, they would stuff up the hole so that it should look there, a Svi of a Shikrus, it should look satiated. This din is omitted by the Rambam. Why is it omitted? Why is it left out? Zokt the Ur Sameach, he says that he understands that you see from here that the Das HaRambam was a din Poikikin HaSashitim was not a din in Hilchos Nisach HaYayin of the whole year, which would be performed every day because it's part of the Nisach HaYayin. Rather, it was a din in the special oifen of the Nisach HaYayin v'hamayim that was done together on Sukkos, which in fact, HaKodesh HaSeich Nesach, the double Loshen, HaSeich Nesach Sheichol Hashem, Chazal Darshin, the Gemara Darsh, HaSeich Nesach, that that's the two Nesachims of Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin, and Sheichor was done the oifen of Sviyav Shikrus, Zocht of them, the Ur Sameach, that the Rambam learned up that this was done dafka on Sukkos, and it was the oifen, it was a chaylik of the mitzvah of Simchas, Yontif of Sukkis, which as we know, the Simchas Beis HaShayev, according to the Das HaRambam, that the Rinas Yitzchak, he points this out, that it's well known, the Rambam writes in the Yad, that the Indian of the Simchas Beis HaShayev was a special oifen of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Sukkis. In other words, Sukkis has a smachtem. In other words, this is a special oifen of the Kayim, the Gvaldiga Simcha of Sukkis, together with the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, was all part of the Simcha of Sukkis, and as a chaylik on the Mitzvah Simcha of Sukkis, and the tremendous freilichkeit, the Simcha that they had, they will be poikin as an ekovim on Sukkis to show a special oifen of Sviyav Shikrus in order to demonstrate the special experience that you had, the special simcha dika, joyous oifen that which the Nesachim was done on Sukkos in fulfillment of the usmachtim of Sukkos. That's why Zok Tev Zemeach, the Rambam leaves out poikin as an akovim. Why? Because since the Rambam understood that it was a heichatimtzi, it was a prat, a detail in the midst of simcha of Sukkos, and as just like all the other details of simcha Beis HaShayeva, which are discussed at length in the Gemara in the fifth parak of Sukkah, many details of the simcha of Sukkos and simcha Beis HaShayeva, but which are none of which are detailed in the Rambam and the Yad. The Rambam just speaks the close about the Gevaldige Simcha that they had, the Simcha Beis HaShayev of Sukkis, but the Rambam doesn't give any of the pratim. So likewise, Zok the Ur Sameach, neither does the Rambam give this prat of Poikin HaSanakovim. He leaves it out because it's just a prat in the oifen of how they will chayim the tremendous Simcha, the joyous way by which they performed the Simcha of Sukkis in the Beis HaMikdash, and the joyous way by which part of what was brought out in the way that they would do the Nisach HaMayim v'Hayayim. That with this we could understand why, according to the Kesef Mishnah's Rambam, there were two different oifanim of how to perform the how to perform the Nisach HaYayin, one way on Sukkot and one way the rest of the year. Be'etzem, the regular way to perform the Nisachim is into the base of the Mizbeach, and that's the Algam in Adin the whole year. Like the Rambam says in a couple of places, that the Nisach HaYayin is put into a hole in the Yesod of the Mizbeach. But on Sukkot is a special Adin, a special Din of a Kodesh HaSeich Nisach Sheikh, to do it in a special Oifen of Simcha, and you have to do it in a way that's Papumbi and a Farhesi, in a way that shows the joy and the tremendous joyous experience of Sukkot. So you do it in a way that shows the satiation. All this was done Papumbi and Farhesi in a way that publicly demonstrative, and for that day there was a special din to do the Nisach HaYayin of Sukkot and the Nekev on the Keren at the very, very top in a very, very public Oifen. And that's why the Shin Kobetzes brings down that the Etzem din of pouring into the Safolim itself, even forget about the din of Poikin of stuffing up the hole, the din of pouring it in a Safolim into the special funnels or special basins, that itself is a chelak, according to this derech of the mitzvah of derech sviya, derech shikras, of bakodesh derech nesach sheicher. In other words, because be'emes is that according to the way the Shin Kobetzes is learning, in other words, that really these safalim not even have been utilized the rest of the year on a daily basis. They would just pour the wine into the holes at the bottom by the aside. But when it came to Sukkot, there was a special joyous and public and very public oifen by which they joyously performed the mitzvah of the nesach hayayin. So then they used to use the nekovim on the top of the berach, and then they used to use safalim, and all that was a part and parcel of this tremendous public demonstration of the joy of Sukkot, which is why the Shin Kobetzes is saying that the Safolim use in and of itself, even apart from the Poikikim, stuffing them up, the Safolim use in and of itself was only done as a special oifen of demonstrating the Derech Svi of Shikras, which was done according to this Derech, according to the Derech of the Rambam B'Dimei, Dafka on Sukkot. So this is the Hezber, that there is Yisuk on the Dasa Kesef Mishnah, why Sukkot to Nisach HaYayim is done in one oifen, a very public way at the top of the Derech, whereas the rest of the year is done in a different way into the Yisoid. The Mishnah goes on, it says in the Mishnah Dalet, that the Avnei Kevesh, the stones that were made for fashioning the Kevesh of the ramp of the Mizbeach and the Avnei Mizbeach, they came from this place called Bikas Beis Keren. They were choifen the Matameh HaBasula, in other words, that they would go into the virgin soil down dig deep, and they would bring a Vonim Shleimah's whole stone, Shalihunaf Aleihem Barzel, which no iron had ever come upon them. Shah Barzel, Poisa Benegir, this is based on the Psukim of the Chumash, Shalihunaf Aleihem Barzel, and the Pasuk of Vonim Shleimah's Tivneh, various Psukim about how to build a Mizbeach. You're not allowed to use iron, it can't be pogum, the stones can't be flawed or nicked, they have to be Shleimah's. So we have, like the Mishnah says, that the touching of an iron implement touches just the touch alone would passel it, and if begimah the chol dover, we'll discuss more this detail of chol dover, what this means. Pashtus, the Rosh learns it means any other implement, even if it's a non-iron implement, if it touches and nicks the stone, it causes a lack of shleimus, that would passel it as well. This is what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah also adds that they used to be malabein the mizbeach, malabnin es hamizbeach. Like we'll talk about, so twice a year they would coat a coating of lime on the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah says that they did not use a kofesh abalza, they did not use an iron implement to coat it with lime, shema yigav yivsel, it might touch and the stone, and the stone would become puzzle. And rather, they used to use a non-iron implement. The Mishnah says, shabazel nevelakatsu yodushaladam, iron is made, in other words, you make weapons out of iron, they shorten people's lifespans, mizbeach nevelaharichadushaladam, mizbeach is a mokum kapor to cause a person's life to be lengthened, in the bedin shayunaf on the katsu alamayach. It's not correct, it would not be appropriate that the makatsu, the iron, should be utilized in the connection with the marich, with the mizbeach. So this is the mission they had to use, the avonim shleimois, and they had to go to Karka Basula. Tosis asks a question in Masechet Zvachim, say, why couldn't they use the Shomir? Tosis says. Now, actually, many people mistakenly think that they did use the Shomir for the Mizbeach. The Shomir, of course, as you know, as Chazal says, is a special creature that cut right through the stones, and they used to get Avonim Shleimois, according to Shomir, it was used for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Avonim Shleimois. So Tosis, why not use the Shomir for the Mizbeach? Which, contrary to people think, obviously was not used. It was, like we said, they used to go down to the Karka Basula, and they used to get these whole stones naturally. So Taisus says that the Shomir was unable to get stones that are perfectly smooth at any nick at all, and Taisus brings down that the shear of a stone that's for the pimas of his bech, that's possible flawed, nicked for the possible of the bech, is a very, very minor flaw, is enough to possible. The shetachko would be poured enough that the fingernail would get caught in it, so a male of the Shomir couldn't do such a perfect job, and that's the reason why they had to get these naturally smooth stones. And the Rambam in the Yad, when he brings down this din, and the Ravid over there as well, we find a couple of nekudos. But the Rambam brings down over there that you cannot use this even that's flawed at all. It's possible a kevesh on his back, a stone that has a flaw. Likewise, the Rambam says v'chein avnei heichov ha'azor shleimois hoyu. That the Rambam says in Beis Avchira Aleph Yudalid that the stones that were used for the heichov and for the azoros likewise were shleimois as well. The Rambam goes on in the next halacha, halacha tesvov, and he says avnei heichov ha'azor shenifkimu oishenigmu psulin, that if you have stones of the heichov or the azor that got flawed and they got nicked, they are possible, and rather than ignore them, you have to put them away. There's no solution for them. They can't be solved. You have to hide them away. The Sefer Teres HaKodesh says it's mashma the Ram that the two separate halachas here, but it's not fully explained what exactly the separate halachas. The first halacha, halacha Yedalit, is that the avon of the heichol and the azor have to be shlemos. They have to be whole. Over there is no mention of any what happens if they're not whole. Are they possible? There's no discussion of possible at all. It just says in halacha Yedalit they have to be whole, shlemos. Then in halacha Tezvah, the Ram goes back on this. Then he says avne heichol azor shenifkum. If they got a flaw, then psul and they become possible. One of these tzvei halachas are two different halachas in the Rambam. One halacha, what they're supposed to be, they're supposed to be whole. A separate halacha mentioned a separate halacha later in the Perek over there, the Rambam, that if they do get flawed, they become possible. What are these two independent things? Moreover, as Dr. Teres HaKodesh, we need to understand a different question like this. The Rambam in the Hemshech of the Perek over there in Halacha Tezayin brings down that they were malabe in the Mizbeach Pamhayim Bashono, like the Mishnah says that they used to coat the Mizbeach with lime twice a year, Pesach and Sukkot, and they used to use a non-metal implement. They did not use a kofesh or barzel because the barzel, the iron, might touch the Mizbeach, the stone of the Mizbeach, and passel it. The Raivin, the Hasogos over there says, Dr. Raivin V'chein, Mikol Ha'azorois, Mikol HaLashonchois Shehem Kodesh. The Raivin makes a remarkable claim, which the Rambam clearly did not hold of, which is that the Ravid says that this din to not use an iron trowel, an iron implement, to put the lime on, was not just on the Mizbeach, like the Rambam learned up, but rather, it's also in the entirety of the Heichol and the Azorois, there was a din according to the Das HaRavid to use a non-iron, that you couldn't use an iron trowel. Apparently, the Ravid has a much broader understanding of the passels of the metal touching. According to the Rambam, the metal touches only touches the Mizbeach passels. According to the Ravid, the metal would touch on even the Avni Heichol Azorois, but also a touch would passel, and therefore he said they had to use a non-iron implement for the Heichol Azoris as well. Now the Teres HaKodesh says, the Bemis, if you look carefully at the Lashon HaMishnah, we could see there are actually the Yukim for either side. The Rambam's Shita in the Mishnah, which is to say that the Rambam understood that the only the Avni Mizbeach had a problem with to be touched with iron. The Rambam is a diak for him, because at the end of the Mishnah, as we mentioned, the Mishnah concludes by saying, because the Barzel is Makatsa Yodim Shal Odom, the Barzel shortens lives. The Mizbeach never laharich Yodim Shal Odom. So therefore, it's not bedin that the Makatsa should go on the Mayrich, that the iron, which goes for weapons, should use to go on the Mizbeach. It's Mashma, it's La'alosh and the Mishnah, that it's Tafka, the Mizbeach. It was specifically the Mizbeach that had the problem if the iron would touch it. However, says the Teres HaKodesh, there is also a diak for the Das HaRavid, because earlier in the Mishnah it mentions that the Malabe in the Mizbeach, they call the Mizbeach with lime twice a year, Pesach Sukkot, and then it says, V'heichol pamach as a Pesach, that the Heichol was also called with lime once a year on Pesach. And then the Mishnah goes on and tells you what they would use. They would not use metal, a metal implement to coat the lime. So from the Hemshech, the simple flaw of the Hemshech HaMishnah, like the Ravid, that part of the Mishnah is much like the Ravid, which is to say we're discussing the totality of coating the lime, the Mizbeach coated with lime, the Heichol coated with lime, and apparently Pashtus and the flow of the Mishnah, and both of them we would be saying they would not use a kofesh or basil. So to Abir, the truth is that the Shitas HaRavid has Pashtus at Tzorachian. And that is from the Lashon HaMechilta. The Mechilta says, on Leisivne Esen Gozis, in the Pasuk, when it says he built a Mizbeach, you don't build it out of cut stone Gozis. So on that, the Mechilta Darshins, Leisivne Esen Gozis, that only goes in the stones of the Mizbeach. That's Iyata Boine, the stones of the Mizbeach with cut stone. So the Mechilta is Mavur, you are allowed to cut these stones of the Heichol, to use cut stones of Heichol, and it's for the Heichol and for the Kodesh Kodshim. You just can't use cut stones for the Mechilta. So how did the Ravid learn up this Mechilta? It's very, very schwer. According to the Ravid, the metal touches a stone, even for the Heichol and Kodesh Kodshim is going to pass, like he just said, like the Ravid speaks out, they had to use a non-metal when they coated with lime once a year. So how does he do with the Lashon Mechilta that says they're allowed to use cut stones? And apparently, it seems that restrictions like Sivnes and Gauzes, that only goes on the stones under the bear. Zokta of them, the Torah is a Kodesh like this. He says, Be'emes is Zokta, and he wants to boy the soy. He says, we find that there is a fundamental question about how to understand the Psukim, the Lois say in the Chumash. The Pasik actually says a double Lashon. Loisivne eshen gozis. I say that's one Pasik that says, don't build with cut stones. It also says, Loisonif alehem barza, which is to say, not to lift iron upon these stones. Now, what's the difference between these two? In Be'emes Zokta, we find that there's different days of Rishonim, whether these are Rechon, there's two different Lois HaSeis in the Minyan HaMetzvois, or as one. The Rambam Rechons it as one, we have the Bahag, and others Rechon them as two independent Lois HaSeis, Lois Sivne and Lois Sonif. And even if they're Rechon as one, like the Rambam, we still need to know, are these two ways to bring up the same point, or is there fundamentally two different issues that are being addressed by the two different Psukim? It's not the Razoi. So that even in the Pshuta Shemikra, the simple sense of the Pasuk, these two Psukim address two different things. One is addressing what kind of stones I'm going to use for construction in the Mokam HaMikdash. Loi sivne eshen gozes. Don't make it out of gozes. Which is to say, in other words, the question is, I'm bringing in stones to the Mokam HaMikdash, I'm constructing them as Be'ach over here. What kind of stones can I use to construct them as Be'ach? Do not use stones that were cut. The cutting would have been done, in other words, at the quarry, at the Mokam, where they finished the processing, they processed the stones outside of the Mokam Mikdash, you bring it into the Mokam Mikdash and use those stones. So that's discussing what kind of stones I'm allowed to use. The other pasuk, well, son of Alei Barzo, arguably is Zokter, and he brings Maram Bekoimis, he brings it to face his scroll over here, is Meduik like this as well, that the in Mishnah over here, the son of Alei Barzo is now that the stones are built into the Mokam Mikdash, they're built into the Be'ach, they're built perhaps into the Heichon the Kodesh Kodshim, what can I do with them now that they have a Shem Kedusha HaMikdash, and they're a Chelek of the base HaMikdash, and they have a Kedusha HaMikdash, are there special dinim on them now? That's the pasuk, well, son of Philae and Parasol. One pasuk tells you what kind of stones to use. One pasuk tells you what I could do with the stones now that they are fixed into the Mokam Mikdash, now they're fixed into the Be'ach, are there special dinim? There are special dinim. You can't be son of Philae and Parasol. You can't chip them. You can't use lift iron upon them. And Zokta, this is where the Ravid is going to be, Yushiv is going to be reconciled with the Mechilta. Mechilta is talking about what finishing process of the stones, which is done at the quarry, which is done out of the Mokam Mikdash. And that was saying that's the pasuk of Leisivne Es and Gozes. Don't build with cut stones. And that's only the Mizbeach can be built with cut stones. The Heichol and the Kodesh Kodshim, the structure of the base of Mikdash, could be built with cut stones, provided that you're cutting it at the outside of the Mokam Mikdash, you're cutting it at the quarry, and you're taking those cut stones and transporting them and building the base of Mikdash out of them. That's fine, but once they get built into the Mokam Mikdash and they become a Chelek at the base of Mikdash, now they have a Kedusha of the Mikdash, side the stones in the Mizbeach, and side the stones of the Heichol and the Kodesh Kodshim, all have a Kedusha of the Mikdash, and now they're the din of Leison of Alei and Barza, which is now that they're a base of Mikdash, and now that they're a mocha, now they have a kedushas mizbeach and mocha mikdash. Now don't lift iron upon them. And Zok there, that's how the yeshiv of the mechilta is talking about how you finish those stones. What's the process? What kind of stones I'm using? I could use cut stones for the heichol in the base of mikdash. I can't just use cut stones for the mizbeach. But the arrival over here, based on his reading of the Mishnah, is discussing what's the story now. Now that they're a chelik of the base of mikdash, and that was saying, according to the arrival, the way he learns the Mishnah, that you have to be careful that the iron will not touch it, because once these stones, not just the Mizbeach stones, but also the Heichon Kodesh Kodshin stones, according to the Ravid. Once they have a Chelek of Din Kedushas HaMikdash, now there's a Din and Leison of Alei and Barzel, and they become possible by being touched. Zokter, now the Rambam, of course, disagrees with that. The Rambam understands that there's no Din of Leison of Alei and Barzel at all on the Heichol or on the Azores, and according to the Shittas HaRambam, as we said, it's specific to the Mizbeach. Only the Mizbeach gets possible by touching with iron. The Rambam does hold, however, that the stones of the Heichol and the Azores have to be sholem, and they can't be nicked, like we quoted before from the Rambam. It's just there's no Din of Leison of Alei and Barzel. But Zokter, even in the Das HaRambam, we find these two different Lashonos in the Rambam, as we mentioned before, which reflect these two different ideas. The first is the halacha Yidal, the Rambam says, Avnei Heichol v'Azor Shleimos Hoyu. That's telling you what kind of stones are used to build. And over there, we're not going to say puzzle. It's not a question of puzzle. Which stones should you use to build? If you find Shleimos, build with them. If you don't find Shleimos, keep on looking to find Shleimos. And you'll find Shleimos. You build with the Shleimos. If you have to be whole stones, they can't be nicked, they can't be flawed or marred. That's the first halacha. The second halacha the Rambam is talking about now that it is a chelok of the Kedusha HaMikdash, and now that it got a Kedusha. So on that, the Rambam said, now that these stones are part of the Heichal and the Azorah, and the Chayla got a Kedushas Mikdash on them. So now, if they get floored now, Avnei Heichal Azorah Shenifkimu Psulin, they become possible, and they have to be Nignozim, you have to hide them away because they have a Kedusha and they're not fixable, and therefore you hide them away. Don't it, even in Das HaRambam, in other words, where the Rambam holds that there's no din l'son of Barzel on the Heichal and the Avnei Heichal and Azorah, there's still two independent halachas. One is what kind of finished stones, what kind of finishing on the stones I'm going to use for the purpose of building the Heichal and Azorah. The answer is they have to be Sholem stones. They have to be not flawed. They have to be complete and without any nicks or flaws in them. That's one halacha. Second halacha, now that they're built in there, there's another halacha that if they do get a nick and they get flawed, that's a flaw, a nick that was done on a stone that had a kedusha of Mikdash, and they're puzzle, they get a din puzzle on them, and they have a din that they have to be buried or hidden away. One more kud over here, an interesting thing, a machloikas in Rambam and the Yad against the beer, the chidush chidushi hagro on the shnayas. The Vilna going against the Rambam, a curious thing, which the contemporary Mechabim stell on, they focus on. The Rambam of Beis HaBechira says that Evan, that was knocked about Barzel, the stone touched, the iron touched it, or it got a flaw, after it was built at the Be'ach or Bekevesh, so that the Rambam, oisoho Evan psua, that stone specifically is puzzle. That stone becomes puzzle. In other words, we don't say that the entire Mizbeach is puzzle, or the entire Kevesh is puzzle, but rather that stone alone is puzzle, and mainly you have to remove that stone and replace it, but all the other stones are going to be kosher. That's the Rambam. The Goin over here in the Chedushi HaGro, Mamish in the page of the Mishnayos over here, the Goin says against the Rambam. He doesn't even mention the Rambam. He learns of the Mishnah Gufa against the Rambam, and the Goin says, Shehabarzel, the Mishnah says, Poiso Benegia, of Begimel Choldover, in other words, that iron passels, by the iron touching the stone of the Be'ach, of a gimo, any a nick would passel, no matter how the nick came about. The Zoktav then the Goin. The Goin writes over here in the Chedushi HaGro, that the Zoktav perish. The Chiluk Zoktav between the Giras Barzel and Pegimo, a difference in halacha, between if iron would touch it, or if it became flawed or nicked Zoktav, she'im nifgimo achas mayhem, if one of the stones become flawed, he psul of a kulon ksheirois, that stone alone becomes possible, all the other stones are kosher. Zoktav, Zoktav Goin. That's if one of the stone got a flaw. But what if iron implement would touch one stone in the Be'ach? If iron would touch part of the Be'ach, then Pasul call him his Be'ach, said the Goin. Then the entire stone, the entire Mizbeach will be puzzle. Now the Goin, in other words, learned up, because the next line of the Mishnah says that Nifkim Moachas Mayim he psul of a kulon ksheris. The Goin understood that's a diak. The previous line was speaking about Barzel touching and also speaking about getting a flaw, and both of them puzzle. But on that, the Mishnah, according to the Goin, is Meduyak in the next line that Nifkim Moachas Mayim, if one of them gets chipped, in other words, in a non-metal implement, something else will come along and chip it. A stone would chip it or something. So then that stone is puzzle and all the others are kosher. But the Mishnah is Meduyak, in other words, according to the Das HaGro, that if Barzel would touch it, they would pass the entire Mizbeach, which is against the Rambam, who says Mamish Beferish, black and white, and Chos Beis HaBechira, that if the Evan would get Nifgam or Noga Barzel in one of the stones, then Oiso HaEvan Psula and the Shar are Ksheiros. So there is obviously a very big chiddush over here in the Goin, that the Goin is learning up against the Rambam. He has obviously his Dofi Daitud as a Deacon Lashon Mishnah this way, and he was a Daik from the Mishnah, he wins against the Rambam. I saw in a contemporary Sefer, the Sifsei Melech, that he makes a couple of points about this. There's first of all Zok there, that there's actually a Mechilta about this point. The Mechilta writes that, as the Pasuk says, as we mentioned before, loisivne eshen gozis, it's a stone of the Be'ach, they cannot be made with chopped, the cut stones, loisivne eshen gozis, don't build them out of cut stones, zokta mechilta, hari shebona shtei avonim gezuzois, let's say, you built a home as Be'ach, and out of them you have two cut stones, chopped stones that you built in the Be'ach. The interesting enough, the Mechilta even adds gezuzos, which I had chopped, let's say, with metal. Maybe I would think that the entire Mizbeach, I built those two stones into the Mizbeach, and they're flawed, they were cut with the metal, etc. So maybe that passes the entire Mizbeach. In other words, eshen means only those specific stones that have the problem, that they have the flaw, those are puzzle, and the rest of the Mizbeach is not puzzle. So this is a Mechilta that underlies our Mishnah, and the Mechilta is saying, in other words, that there's a special drasha. I would have named on it not for the drasha, I would have said that the Homer's Be'ach is possible. Now I have the drasha, tell me only those stones are possible. Additionally, the Mechilta may pass with Mashma against the Goin, because the Mechilta says, Shtegavonim Gzuzas cut stones, Shehine Falein Parasol. Mamish is talking to the Mechilta that he used stones that were, the metal was used to chop them. Metal was used, and after it began, it still says that I build them in his Be'ach, then the halacha is that we don't say the Homer's Be'ach is possible based on a Shabbos Pesach Chiddush Hakra of Leisivne Es and Gozes. Zocht of them, this Sefer, Sifsei Melech, Zocht there, actually, he could tie in the Zocht there, that the Goy Nemtzach from the Drosh of the Mechilta. Why? Because as we mentioned before, and this is something which we find, I'm coming for, like we mentioned, that there is two bazunderous separate halachas in Hilchas Mizbeach. One of them is what kind of materials, what kind of stones to build a Mizbeach out of, what kind of building blocks, what kind of materials, raw materials to use. The other is now that it is a Mizbeach, and it has a Cheftz of a Kedushas Mizbeach on it, now, what am I going to do to the Mizbeach now that could passel it, now that it has a din, a Shem Mizbeach, with a Kedushas Mizbeach, what can I do now to passel it? So that's the Razoi. The Hever in the Das HaGro, why the Goyin is saying, what's the beer in the Dvorim? In other words, that if iron touches it, it passels the whole thing. Masha'inkin, if a stone has a flaw, so then only that stone is passel, and the rest of it is kosher. The beer in this Shitas HaGro, Zok, there is, that if iron touches a Mizbeach, the iron is considered Yachas to the entirety of the Mizbeach. That iron that touched the Mizbeach, it didn't touch just that one stone that it happened to be in contact with. No, the Shem HaDvorim is that it touched the whole Mizbeach. That's what we look upon it. The Araya Zok, there is actually a Semach to the Goyin from the Mishnah itself, because the Mishnah says, and concludes by saying, that the Baron's Ale shortens the life of a person, and the Mizbeach is Meirich, the life of a person lengthens it. So it's Mash in the Mishnah itself that the issue is not Nisiachis, it doesn't relate to a specific event within the Mizbeach, but it relates to the Mizbeach. You made the Makater, the iron shortener of a person's life, and you brought that into contact with the Mizbeach, not with a stone, with the Mizbeach, which is the length of the person's life. So Mail the Goyin understood that the Basil touching the Mizbeach isn't Nisiachis, it doesn't relate specifically to the individual stone it touched, but it relates to the entirety of the Mizbeach. So that's all the Medvom Amurim Zokte, that's all when it gets to the Basil touching it. Masha'en, if we're talking about a flaw in the stone, that's just the Metzias that the stone has a flaw. That flaw that particular stone has, that's the din in that stone. The Mizbeach is not impacted or impaired in some holistic sense, just by means of the fact that one stone happens to be flawed. There is the Metzias of the flaw that's the problem, so that stone is flawed, take it and replace it. Now, that's why the Goyin says, in other words, the way he learned of the Mishnah, if the stone is flawed, the one stone is the problem. If the Barzel touched it, the whole Mizbeach is possible, because the Barzel is considered to have touched the Mizbeach. So after the Mechelta, though, is talking about what kind of stones to use, like Sivna, Esen, Gozes. We're not talking about after the stone, after the Mizbeach is already built up, after it has a Kedusha, and you touch it with iron implement after that point, like our Mishnah is discussing according to the Das HaGro. Rather, we're talking over there in the Mechilta about what kind of stones to use. So there, we're telling you, in other words, that if over there the stone, the iron that touched it and the iron implement used to cut it was cut at the quarry. And it's not the shot that the iron touched the Mizbeach, but Klalusa, the iron didn't touch the Mizbeach. It touched the stone at the quarry. So in that, the Mechilta is saying that I still would have had a Hava Amina to pass the whole Mizbeach, because I say Mizbeach is looked upon but Klalus holistically. That was saying no, that as long as the problem was what kind of stone was used as a building block to use it, there's a special Miat HaKro, Eshen Gozis, only that stone has the problem, the rest of the Mizbeach is okay. That's a Miat Zokta, Sefer Sifsei Melech, a Miat in where the issue is, the problem is with the stone that was used as a building block. But what happens if, instead of the issue being the problem with the stone used as a building block, the issue is that after the Mizbeach is built up and acquired a Kedusha as Mizbeach, now I touch it with Barzel, so then we blab with the Havan in the Mechilta. As if to say, as if in that case there is no Miat HaKro, there's no special drush of Esen Gozes. So we blab with the Havaman, and we have this notion, which we do see in the Havaman in the Mechilta, that you touch the Mizbeach with Barzel, that relate to the Kalusa, the holistic entirety of the Mizbeach, and mainly the parcel of the Mizbeach as a whole. In Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah has a description of the Yud Beis Milos, and there's these 12 wide, big steps in the area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach. So in other words, the Azor was built up, as you know, it's a hill, it's a Harabayis, it goes up a hill. So therefore, it has to ascend, and then mainly have these 12 steps by which the Kohen would walk up those steps, and they were located in the Azorah, in the Makom of Ulam Mizbeach. The Brisker Rav in the Chedushim on Masechta Yuma asks a kasha on this. The Rav says, you see clearly that the Azorah had Seth built into it, but there is a problem out there. That we know that the Pasuk tells us, Voisala the Malois al Mizbeach. So you have the Mizbeach, and Mizbeach, of course, said, you know that the Mizbeach, they used to ascend the Mizbeach with a ramp. They did not have a staircase, they did not have steps to ascend the Mizbeach, but rather they would use a ramp. What's the reason for that? So as Rashi explains the Chumash, from Chazal, from the Mechilta, this is because of a Pasuk in the Chumash, Loisala the Malois al Mizbeach, they are not allowed to ascend the Mizbeach, it means of steps. So the Biskarov, Naniach, that didn't Mizbeach. I mean, that doesn't apply to Azorah as a whole. Of course, the Azorah did have steps, it's a din in Mizbeach. But what are you going to do, Zokter, according into the Das of Yehuda in Zvachem Daf Nun Tes. The Yehuda also in Zvachem Daf Nun Tes that the Ritzel was Niskadish B'Kedushas is Bech. He managed this special Joshua by Emma who Kiddush as Melech as Toich HaChotzer, Apostle Kimalachim, and also Shemetz HaOilov as Amincha V'Yishchel V'Yashlamim. The whole discussion in the Gemara over there in Zvachem Nun Tes that according to Yehuda's Shitta, there wasn't enough space on top of the Bech, tremendous amount of Kobonis that Shlomo offered, and therefore with Mekadish the Ritzel with Kedushas Bech, and you'd be able to offer the Macht of the Kobonis on the Ritzel, on the floor of the Azor itself, and that had the equivalent Kedusha, a Kedusha on the Be'er. The fact of the Brisker Rav, if that is true, that according to Behuda Shitta, the Ritz by the floor of the Azor HaKedusha says Be'er, then L'choyre it ought to have the Lois HaSev, L'Salav Ma'al Lois on Bezbechi, because it had Kedusha says Be'er, and how is he going to be Mephanes? How will he be able to explain what's Mavur clearly in the Mishnah, that they had these Ma'al Lois, these steps going across the Azor, those steps have a Kedusha says Be'er on them, according to Behuda, and there should be also to be steps also, Salva Malos on Mizbechi. But the Biskarov actually by Beit Sorchin. He Mamish doesn't say a teretz to this kasha. It's an odd, very curious kasha, but that's what he says. This is the Mokum Azor, Hakdusha Zbech, going to be Huda, and should be a problem of Loisal of Amalois al Mizbechi. Now, there is a teretz to this kasha in the Sefer Shmuas Chaim, and I would like to say over this teretz, but first, just a quick, bit of an overview, a bit of a hakdoma, just to say over the Mamish the Tamsis of the Biskarov says in the Yasoid of Loisal of Amalois, which helps to give us a bit of focus and be able to understand and focus better on the Yisoid of the Teretz that brought down the Shmuel's Chaim for this. The Biskarov in Hilchos Ma'aseh Kabbonis has a shtickle on Loisal of Amalos on Mizbechi, and he makes an important point over there. He says that it's Mavur and Rashi and Chumash based on a Mechilta. Rashi quotes the Mechilta and it comes from the Mechilta that what is the mocker that the Mizbeach had a Kevesh? Now we all know the Mizbeach had a Kevesh. Everybody sees the picture. There's a ramp. It never says in the Chumash Befeir's black and white anywhere that the Mizbeach had a Kevesh. It doesn't say a black and white. Where is the mocker for that? The Rashi and Chumash says that the mocker is because since it says Loisal of Amalos on Bezbechi and Allah go up with steps. So Meir's Mukhak that there was a ramp. So, because there's no steps, so therefore there's a ramp. So therefore, Rashi says, this is the Mokka, and Rashi brings a Mechilta like that, that is the source that there was a Kevesh in Mizbech, because he couldn't go up with steps. The Biskarov says, on the face of it, it's actually very, very schwer. It's a very schwer thing. He says, Aniach, that you couldn't go up with steps, so they had to go up in some other way, so presumably you had to have some kind of ramp there. They will accept that that's the way it had to be. The Mikra, the way the happenstance, there's no steps. You have to have a ramp. But the Kevesh is far much, much more than that. So the Kevesh was mamish, had a din in certain ways of being a chetzer and a zbeach. There's a din actually, if you ever learned the sugyas in Zvachim, there's a din shloim mekoy 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 meidom, there's a lochas of matan dam of the Kevesh, even though it's not l'mitzvah, you're not supposed to put the, obviously the chetzel, the zvikas dam of the Kevesh, the sugya about this discussion, the sugya to be shayinim, about matan dam of the Kevesh. The Kevesh has a lochas associated with it. It's a chelik of the chetzer and a zbeach, it's a kedusha and a zbeach in some ways. So, you know, what are you going to take that out of the fact that it happens to be that you can't go up by steps. So I'll roll in a ramp. I'll borrow it from some construction company in town. I'll roll a ramp in over there. I'll go up and into the ramp. But that doesn't mean the ramp becomes a chelik of the Mizbech. Where do you see it as a kevesh, as a chelik of the chetz of the Mizbech itself? And it's very schwer, Zok, that Rashi the Mechilta took this out of a pasuk that doesn't support it. The pasuk just says that you can't use steps. Zok that in the Biskarov, a big side. He says that actually there's a very clear what the Mechilta and Rashi are saying. The Hezbollah Dvorim is Zok there, that when it says Loisal and Malois al Mizbechi, he says the understanding of that, the Chadash Chazal on this is that al mizbechi means not just how to get to the top of the Be'ach, but rather it means that the chelik on the Be'ach, which is the provider of the access, the chelik on the Be'ach itself provides the access. When you walk on that chelik on the Be'ach, you can't be walking by means of steps. That's leisal b'malos al mizbechi. So the Bishkirov, a person will wheel in some sort of a staircase and will walk into the, would use this staircase, a side staircase, and climb to the top of the Be'ach, like climbing the stairs, you would not even be over in the possible. Because the Pasuk is not talking about the Habehecha Timtza, how I happen to choose to get to the top of the Be'er. If you choose to go up to the top by steps, you're not over in the Aveira. The Aveira is specific to the Chelik on the Be'er itself, the entity within the Be'er that's the access provider. And from there, the Mechilta and Rashi and Torah learn from there that there's a Chelik on the Be'er itself that provides access. That's the Kevesh. The Kevesh has a Din Mizbech, and its job, its primary job, is to provide access to the top of the Be'er. That's what the Pasuk is said, and the Pasuk therefore is a Megala, if it used this expression, it's a Megala that there's a Kevesh, which is a Chelik of the entity, the Efter and the Be'ach itself, which is a provider of the access. Zot the Shmuas Chayim, that with this, if we look at it this way, if we understand that the Isser of the Malois is specifically that which has a Shem Mizbeach on it, which is a Chelik of the Chetzer, the entity of the Mizbeach, then you can fa'im for the Biskarov's Kasha, how you could have steps in the Azor over here. Aye, the Azor was Miskadish, Bekdushas Mizbeach, according to Behuda, that you can make a Haktorah. Zot there, it's actually the Mikdash David that makes a very, very clear deal. And the Midrash David says that Philu according to Yehuda, even according to the Das of Yehuda, Yehuda says that they were Makadish, Shlomo was Makadish, the floor of the Azorah, and was able to mark the Gabonis. The Midrash David says it's not the Pshat Zog there, that now that floor of the Azorah gets a Shemiz Be'ach on it. Of course not, absolutely not Zog there. It just has an equivalent usability to the top of the Be'ach, Lagabi HaKtorah. Just like the Mokam Aroch of the Be'ach, the top of the Be'ach, you could mark the HaKtorah of Kochim on it. So to the floor has the same ability, the same role. You could use the Ritzpah of the Azorah according to Yehuda for the same purpose, but it does not have a Shemiz Be'ach on it, Zog there. Midrash David brings a couple of rayas to this. He says, Mavur in Zvochem Daf Nun Tes, that Yehuda is moided that he can't be zerik the dam of the Ritzpah, right? In other words, he can't be zerik the dam onto the floor, and that should be, if it has a chelik, a dim is Be'ach, maybe it could be zerik the dam of the floor. No, it's actually not a Mizbe'ach. The floor of the Azorah is not a Mizbe'ach, it just has a kashrus legabe the Haktorah of the Emurim and the Evorim of Pedorim of the Kabonis. Likewise, Zog the Mikdash David, we also find that Shlomo was only Mekadosh Ritzpah legabe the Haktorah of Kochim Ksheirim, but not Kochim Psulim. Like this, normally the halacha is by Gevissa, certain Kochim Psulim, Kabonis Rav Psulim, if you bring it to the top of the Be'ach on the fire, then it's Ololo Yeridu, this big sugyas of Ololo Yeridu in Mesechus Vachem. Once it's up, it has a Shem Haktorah, you know, don't bring it back down, the Gemara brings Rosh for this. But nonetheless, it's Mavur, that the Kedusha of the Ritzpah of the floor was only the Gabi Kochim Ksheirim, and they did not have any Kedusha, there was no Haktorah, Lagabi Marta Kochim Psulim on it. If you put a Kochim Psul on it, you would just take it right down, you take it away again. So at the Midrash David, you know what the Hezbron rule that is? Because it doesn't have a Shemiz Be'ach. The floor of the Azorah didn't have a Shemiz Be'ach, according to Yehuda. It just had a Kashrus Lagabi Gevissa, a certain Pu'ula that the Mebe'ach was generally used for. It could use the floor for that same purpose. That's the Kedusha that Shlomo Melech gave it. Lagabi Haktorah, Kabonis Ksheirim. That's it. Other than that, there's no Shemiz Be'ach. Zokte, Bezote Shmuas Chaim, once you hear, understand what the Midrash David is saying, you understand how the Brisker Rav's question falls away. Now, Niach, the Mishnah is saying over here that they were Malois, there were these steps on the floor of the Azorah. What are you going to do with the Yehuda who holds that they could use it for Haktorah of Kabonis, and therefore Lachor had Din Mizbeach? The answer is it wasn't the Mizbeach. And in fact, like we said before from the Brisker Rav, the Isra of Loisala and Malois is specific to that Chelek, the Chepsa within the Mizbeach itself, which is provided to the access. It has to be a Shem Mizbeach, and within the Mizbeach, that Chelek on the Mizbeach is not allowed to be a Maloi sticker. It's not allowed to be with steps. It has to be a ramp. Over here, since there's no Shem Mizbeach on the floor of the Azorah, like the Midrash David says, so therefore, even if it's kosher for Haktorah, Afal Pi Kein, there's no Isser to make it with steps. Turning to the Omer and Omer Beis, the Mishnah says in the Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis that there was Shnei Pishpishim, there was these two small doors, Hoyel Shar HaGodol, we're talking about the main Shar leading into the Heichol of the Beis HaMikdash, and there were these two small doors on the side of it, Echa B'Tzofen V'Echa B'Dorim, the Mishnah gets into one on the north, one on the south, and the one on the south, Shebedorim Loi Nichnas Boi Odame Oilom, no person ever entered into it forever. It was, the door was never ever opened, nobody ever entered, so all of them Mefurish Haidei Yecheskel, on that door, it's Mefurish and Sefer Yecheskel, Shenemar, Yom Perik Mendalat of Yecheskel, Yom Reila Hashem, that the Hashem tells the Novi Yecheskel, Hashar Hazer, this gate, this door, Songor Yiyah, it's going to be left locked up, Loi Paseach, the Ishloi Avoyboy, nobody could open, nobody could enter into it. Why? Ki Hashem Elikei Yisroel, Bovoy Vahoy Yosogor, because the Ebishta Lane, that was the Shechina, the Mara Shechina entered in through this entrance, into the base of Mikdash, and therefore Vahoy Yosogor, and therefore consequently, this door has to be kept, Sogor has to be locked. So, it's Mavur in the Mishnah, an interesting thing, in other words, that you have this door, but the door is always kept shut. And nobody, where's this door located? It's a small door on the side of the main entrance of the Heichol, the main door to enter the Heichol, and this is apparently the door by which the Shechina enters into, and consequently, therefore, no person, no human being is ever allowed to enter into this door. Now Rashi in Yecheskel Perek Mendalud, right on the Psukim over there, in Yecheskel Mendalud, Rashi learns up, Mamish Kipshutoi, the base Lehedya, Rashi explicitly brings in our Mishnah, and he learns up Mamish the simple reading. Bashar Hazeh Sogur, yeah, Rashi says, Rabbi Sein, Vahemidu Amikra Hazeh. Now it's like this, the Pasuk is not really Mashma like the Mishnah. The Pasuk speaks about the main entrance, like we'll talk about it. Seems to be it's a major entrance of the into the Mokham Mikdash, like we'll discuss. But Rashi says it's not so. Maybe it's Mashma that way, but actually Chazal tell us in the Mishnah of Masechta Midos, this is a small door on the door on the south side of the main entrance, and this is the door through which the Shechina enters. Rabbi Seinu, Hemidu, Mikra there, the Pishpish Adroim is Shoshara Heichol, Pishpish Pesach Kotten, there a small door, Kachshinu, Sechta Midos, etc., etc. Rashi also adds, another thing Rashi adds, that Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Bovoi, Rashi says that's La'asad Lovoi. So in other words, that the Shekhinah is going to go into there, La'asad Lovoi. We'll come back to this Rashi later. We'll see that they actually stole the Chandit Rashi. The Chayim told about this Rashi. But this is the Pashup Shat. I mean, the Pshuta Shemikra, as we said in a whole bunch of times, is that the whole entire Maariv Cheskel is discussing the Shekhinah, is discussing the Beis Hamikdash. Everything is discussed is all La'asad Lovoi. It's what we call today the Bayis HaShlishi, which as we talked about, this was the hope for bias that they were hoping for. It's Batsim Kipshuta, it's not the bias Hasheni. Nothing is discussed in the context of bias Hasheni over here. So as Rashi says, that's La'asad Lovoi. The Ma'isa, you could add to that. The Gemara tells us in Yom Chof Aleph that there were five things that were missing in the bias Hasheni, and one of them was the Gilu Shechina. So you really didn't have, Kipshuta, you really could tie it very well. The Rashi is very meduic. You don't have the Shechina entering during the bias Hasheni. If I carried it, was the Shechina was Baalten, was concealed during the bias Hasheni. So this idea of the Shechina entering, that's La'asad Lovoi, like Rashi says. For states of according to Rashi, we need to understand that this is not necessarily Shner, but you have to understand, in other words, even though the Mishnah says over here that they kept this door shut and it was kept and nobody was ever let into it because the fulfillment of this Pasuk, nonetheless, the Pasuk Be'etzim is really only fulfilled by La'asad Lovoi. And the real Kiyama, the real din of this is La'asad Lovoi, but as we've had other times already, it's not a Shverkite that you have over here, in other words, that they kept this door shut as a conceptual inyan, it's a concept. It tells us about it. This is the Mokma of Hashem entering. Chosh, the Marish Chinna Batsim didn't enter it yet altogether, like Rashi says, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bo Void La'asad Lovoi. Now, the Goin and the Malbim, in their respective Pirushim on Yecheskel, both don't learn like Rashi. And they both say Beferish, both the Goin and Rashi say Mamash Beferish, that the Shar that's talking about, which is Sogor and Loyalia, Loy Paseach, and never allowed to be open, etc., etc., that refers to the main Shar, the main eastern gate of the Ezras Noshim. That's the Goin speaks of Beferish and the Malbim. The Goin says that it goes in the Shar Mizrahi of the Ezras Noshim. We're talking about a massive, big gate leading into the Ezras Noshim, and which is not at all like Chazal say over here in the Mishnah. And Be'emes, the early Yo, which I mentioned before, it's a Hentik Beferish on the Goin on Yecheskel. The early Yosh tells us right away on this. It's a very obvious question. The Goin is Mamash Soyser of Beferish Mishnah, Mishnah before Eshes. And Rashi brings the Mishnah, and the Goin goes against it. Dr. early Yo. They say, and the Malbim also? You know, both of them are Beferish going against the Mishnah. So the truth of the matter is, Dr., that Kemat, what Rashi does in terms of making this Mishnah fit into the Psukim is very, very, very difficult. It's very hard to understand it. Without getting into a Barichus, you know, for states, it's Kedai to learn the Psukim in the Cheskel, as we mentioned, this special Indian in learning them, and we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. But Kabbalah, at the beginning of Cheskel Memdalit over there, it says, Vayoshev, Oisi, the Mar Nevuah, Yecheskel is taken, Derech Shar HaMikdosh HaChitzoin HaPoine Kodim Vahu Sogur. That's the positive. Right before the mission quotes, it's the Derech Shar Hamikdash Achitzon, the outside Shar of the Mikdash in the east. Hapoyne Kodem Vehu Sogor. Vayomer Eile Hashem Hashar Ze Sogor Yeh Lo Yipaseach VeYishlo Yovel Boy. What's this Shar Hamikdash Achitzon? So the early Yo says that it bends aside from the fact that it doesn't fit. I mean, what Rashi says based on the mission over here, it's a very short mission, but it doesn't fit because what Shar? How could the Shar Hamikdash Achitzon be a reference to a small pishpish on the side of the main gate? But he says aside from that, the inyan of Shar Hamikdash Achitzon and the whole context, the Hemshach Sukkim in the Cheskel Memdalet is Muchach that it goes on the outside Shire. It doesn't go into the Shire directly into the Echol. It goes into the Shire of the Ezes Noshim. He says, Bechlal, the Mikdash Achitza, and the reference over there in the context is the Ezes Noshim. And the Goyin and Malbim Kipshuta are right. The only thing is that they're against the mission. So what are you going to do with that? I mean, the Mishnah is a Beferish, black and white against them. That's why presumably Rashi sort of speak blames on the Mishnah. Right? This Mishnah, Hemidu, Rabbi Seinu, Masechta Midah, as Rashi says, Kipshuta, against the Pshuta, the Psukim, Rashi took out of the Mishnah that it goes on the small Pishbeish on the Dorim side of the main interest of Eichel. Zoktav Tem, the early Yo, he says that the Goyin and Malbim learnt up that Be'emes, the Ikur Pashi, the Kroah, the Vada Vada, the simple Pshuta Shemikri, is that it goes on the entrance into the Ezes Noshim. That is, Lo'osid Lovoi, that entrance will remain Sogor Yeh. That's it. People are going to come through other entrances. There's entrances through the north, through the south, that are described at the length in the Psukim over there in Sefer Yecheskel. But the main entrance of the east, people won't be able to enter into the entrance. There's a Noshim into the east. There's the Pshut of the Krop. Novos then Zokte, the Goyin and Malbim understood, they understood the Chazal of Mafashtan, the Ruach Kodshim, they understood that it wasn't only that Shara that's going to be Sogor, but also other gates through which the Shekhinah will enter. The Shekhinah comes, so to speak, from the outside of the Har HaBayis. It goes into the main entrance into the Ezes Noshim, the main entrance on the east, and then it enters enters into the Shar of the Azor, then it enters into the Pishpish Cotton, and it goes into the base of Mikdash, those are also going to be half kept Sogar and closed as well. And although that's not Mefurish in the Pesukim, it's Nichon, the Pasuk of Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Bovoi, Aloy Posech, and therefore, Zokta Ezotar Azor, that the Avad Al-Osud Lovoi, that will be the Pashi, the cross fulfillment of this Pasuk, the main fulfillment of this Lossud Lovoi Mashiach comes, and at that point, the fulfillment of the Kapshutoi, that we're going to have the main gate on the east, is going to be kept Sogar according to the Goin and the Malbim. Novastin, the Bias Hashemi, Zokta, you don't have a fulfillment, the Iker, fulfillment is not, and I would just add, you know, it was really just done, Be'etzim, and we'll talk, I actually found one of their Chayim say this, that it's really a Zeicha B'Yalma to what's going to be. That's all that it is, a Zeicha B'Yalma to what's going to be, is that you have a sealing of one of the doors. So you're not going to, for that purpose, you're not going to seal up the main entrance to the Esas Noshim, which would be to create tremendous difficulty in the Bias Hashemi. Be'etzim, the Bias Hashlishi is designed different than the Bias Hashemi. You can see in the Pesukim Yecheskel, in the Bias Hashlishi, there's gigantic doors also coming from the Tzofen and the Dorim. The Bias Hashemi then is the main entrance, is through the east. What are you going to do? Seal up the entrance in the east and make an impassibility. So therefore, since the whole thing is a Zeichem, so therefore in the Bias Hashemi, they had the small Pishbesh on the Dorim side of the Pesach Eichel, which is also one of the Shorim through which the Ebeshta enters. That's the Shechina enters. The Shechina enters into the Eichel from that Shar. So that was the one Shar that was kept sealed during the Bias Hashemi. But Be'emes, the Iker Kivon of the Pasuk is fulfilled, Dafkal Osid Lovoi, and then we're going to have the main entrance going to be sealed. The Shar Mikdash Achitzoin, which Kipshuto is Muchach, according to the Goyim, the Malbim that it goes in the Shar is Esnoshim, that's going to be kept sealed. First, they took all of this against Rashi, so you have them going to Malbim taking on Rashi, and they're against Rashi. But it was inspired to me, and afterwards I found that one of their Achronim makes this point, that actually there is a Raya for one to be showing them, to the, at least the basic Derech of the Goyim and the Malbim, even without the details. But the basic Derech, you really Bemetz Mefur, and the Perish Arayvid and Tomid, that the Raya definitely had some fashtan, which was along the lines of what the Goin and the Malbim say. That is, that the Raya Shtoltzuch in Mesechta Tomid, the Esekashe, he brings in Mamish the Pesukim over here, Shem Alekei Yisrael Bovoi, the Shar, the Tzogor, and the Raya also brings down that the Hemshech HaPesukim and the continuity of the Pesukim there is Mavur, that even though nobody enters that door, but the Nasi, which is the Melech La'osid Lovoi, will sit in that Mokoim and he'll eat Kochim. He'll eat the Lechem, which is to say he eats the Kochim. It's a special Hashivus of the Nasi, the Melech La'osid Lovoi, he'll sit and eat Kochim over there. It's Frekti, Raivit, how is he going to sit over there? Ain't you Shiva Bazora? You're not going to sit inside the Azora. Zokter, and even though you'll tell me it's simple because the Nasi is the Melech, and Malchut Beis David are allowed to sit in the Azora, which Chazal tell us, he said, but he brings down a whole Bekias, he brings in a Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi has one day that even the Melech Beis David is not allowed to sit in the Azora. Nobody can sit in the Azora. Zokter, what does Eman Dama do? It's a Beferish Apostic that the Nasi, the Melech, sits over there. Zokter, then the Raivit, Zokter, that area, which Hashem, that Shar, which Hashem, the Kayas world is Bovoi, and the Shar, which is Sogor, and with the Nasi, sits to eat, that Shara Zokter is outside of the Kedushas Hazora. And he doesn't say Beferish it's the Shara of the Esas Noshim, but he says it's right outside of the Kedushas Hazora, and he says that's a Mokum with Be'emes. The truth of the matter is, Zokter, there technically anybody could sit over there, because it's outside the Hazora. It doesn't have a din of any Yeshiva Bazora. Of the Zokter, the Balt, that's the Mokum through which the Shechina enters in. So therefore, there was a special independent din, even though it's not part of the Hazora, that nobody could sit there except Dafka for the Melech, and Dafka when he's also in the mitzvah of Achilas Kochim, when he has those, the Melech and the Mitzvah Chilas Konchim, then he sits over there. So the other Ravid is Mavus. He says that's why it's not Shneir, is that how could he be Yeshiva Bazora? Because it wasn't inside the Azora. But Kapan is Mavur beheaded, Mamish Beferish, that is Mavur, that this Mokoim, where the Shar was, where the Shechina goes, and which gets kept Sogur, that Shar is actually outside the Azora. Mamish against the mission, against what Rashi says in Sefer Yecheskel. And I found afterwards the Sefer Masa Lamelech on Rambam, Menuchas Beis Abchir, Shtoltzach, Mamish on this Ravid, and he says, this exact Pshat, he says that Pasuk is fulfilled. Lossed Lovoy, and the coin to the Raivan understood Zok, that Pasuk is Lossed Lovoy, and it goes on a major Shar leading from the east, and it doesn't just go on the small Pishpish on the Storim side of the Pesach Eichel. It goes on a big Shar from the east, and that's the Shar which is going to be kept sealed, Lossed Lovoy, and Zok there, that Shar is outside the Gzazor, coin to the Dasa Raivan, like we said. But the Balb Zok there, the Bayes Hashani, the Shechina hadn't come yet, so therefore all you have is a Zecher Bialva, and for the Zecher that was Maspik, to kept sealed shut the door of the Pishpish. That was on the side, the door inside, the door of the Heichal. I just want to lay too to add to this that even though, as he mentioned, Rashi's of Amish Befeirish, that the that this idea of Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bovoi, that the Shechina entering, that's only a Bayis Hashlishi, it's only Lossed Lovoi, it didn't take place in the Bayis Hasheni, and Rashi is clear about this in Yecheskel. Interesting though is that the Mashon, Mamish over here, Masechta Midos, is Mashon Midos. If you look at the Mashon Midos over here, black and white, the Mashon brings Rashi in his Choylok on Rashi. He brings the Rashi in Yecheskel and he argues. The Mashon says that Rashi learned up in Yecheskel, that it's only Lossad Lovi that the Shekhinah is going to come. But I say no, Zokter. I say that even on Mikdash Hasheni that the Shekhinah already entered, and I understand, Zokter, that's why Chazal, Mashal, that's why Chazal were makban on this thing. They built the Mikdash, they had a door that was kept sealed, because the Shekhinah already entered into the Bishas, the Bayas Hasheni, not like Rashi, Zokter Mashal. He says, the Rasha says the Pasuk is Meduyik like me. Why? Because it says, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Bo Voi Vohoyo Sogor. That means that the Shekhinah already entered, that's Loshon Ovar, Zokter. If it would say, if it would mean the Shekhinah is going to enter, it would say, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Yovoi Boy, that's gonna be entering. The fact that it says Bovoi is Mashma that already entered. He says that's a remez Zokter that's telling us that a filo b'shas the bayis hasheni the Shekhinah had already entered and a meilo is kept sogor. Now for states according to the Mashal, you have to say he mentioned before that the sugya in Yuma says that one of the five things missing in the bayis hasheni was Shekhinah, the gilah Shekhinah. However, there's different, of course, there's different madregas of gilah Shekhinah, and for states there was some madrega of the presence of the Shekhinah in the bayis hasheni as well. So it's not a steer to the Mashal. The Mashal understood that the Shekhinah already entered b'shas the bayis hasheni. But I do want to mention that the Mashal's kasha on Rashi from the word of Yisrael Bovoi, the Loshon Ovar, is very, very schwer to understand. It's Mamish Tzorochin. Because the thing is that no matter how you look at it, the Mashal can't work out. Because it's not, the way he seems to be thinking, he seems to be nemingon, that the Loshon of Kim Yisrael Bovoi was said after the Bayis Hasheni was already up. And the Bayis Hashlishi was not up yet. So therefore, if it goes Loshon Ovar, it's going on the Bayis Hasheni, which already is up already. And if it goes and go on the Bayis Hashlishi, which isn't up yet. But the fact is that the Psalm says, Blairish, black and white in Yecheskel, Yecheskel got this nevuah ba'arba esri shona achas shehukso here. The Namish is a Beferish in the Pasuk over there. Yecheskel got this nevuah not long after the Churban Bayis HaRishayim. It was 14 years after the hukso here, after the ear. In other words, after the ear was struck down, b'shas Churban, b'shas the Churban of Malchus Bovel, b'shas the Churban b'shas b'tamet Tzitkiyo. So it was long before the Bayis HaSheni was built up. It was arba esri shona achas shehukso here. So clearly the Lashon of Bovoy is not meant as a Lashon Over as opposed to a Lashon Osid. You can't say any of that. Even if you would want to say it goes in the Bayis Hasheni, you wouldn't be able to defend the Lashon of Bovoi in this manner because it was long before the Bayis Hasheni was built as well. So it's really a Tzorachim, Pashtas on the Mashal. And the Pshuta, as we said from Rashi and the Achroin, the Pashtas of Dvorim is that he's talking about the Gilu Shekhinah coming in, a tremendous manifest Oifin, Gilu Shekhinah, which is the Bayis Hashlishi, which should be Zoichet to the Meher V'Yameinu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.